Your taxes hold the key.
Motorists, it's another traffic ticket amnesty. Effective November 27, 2017 to January 13, 2018, Tax Administration Jamaica has modified its system to accommodate payments for outstanding traffic tickets issued September 2010 to October 31, 2017. Payments may be made online at jamaicatax.gov.jm with any valid credit card or by visiting any tax office islandwide and presenting your traffic ticket or the ticket number for easy processing. To make queries about any outstanding tickets, contact the Jamaica Constabulary Forces Call Center at 948-0411, Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For further information, call our Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you more about the National Identification System, NIDS. The National Identification System is a database designed to document your biographic, biometric, and demographic information. One of the questions you may have about NIDS is, how will the government ensure my information is kept safe? Program Director for NIDS, Warren Vernon, says a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy has been developed to be complemented by state-of-the-art hardware and software.
A cybersecurity strategy is not just a document that you develop and put down. It is, in fact, a living document, and it is a document that will help this entity and help the government of Jamaica to ensure that you don't have a security breach. And a cybersecurity strategy is not only to prevent a security breach. It is also there because we know that there is no absolute system. It is also there for the government and for the managers of this system to take what we call proactive actions.
NIDS is expected to provide a host of benefits, including a unique identifier from birth through to death, enabling more effective verification of identity, eliminating multiple IDs, and providing better protection from identity fraud. In short, NIDS will create one identity for all Jamaicans to effectively conduct their business.
As it relates to passport, your passport is really an international travel document, and it will always be relevant to have a passport. But what is important to note is that this expensive portfolio of government IDs will eventually go and be replaced with this one number that is managed from a central place. And the key behind this is that it will not only make your life easier to do business, but it will also significantly reduce duplications across government and cost.
The implementation of NIDS is supported by the National Identification and Registration Act, with anticipated funding of $68 million from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, the government intends to put the NIDS infrastructure and systems in place over the next 12 months, beginning with a pilot. This is expected to be followed by the national rollout in September 2019, spanning a 3 to 4 year period. The layered rollout and management of NIDS will be handled by a new agency, the National Identification and Registration Authority, NIRA, which will replace the Registrar General's Department, RGD, and provide more enhanced services. For more information, visit the website nidsfacts.com. Follow at NIDSFacts on Twitter and Instagram, NIDSFacts on Facebook, or call 927-9941-3. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.